Well, today we are doing our weekly update with Cass County Director of Public Health, Beth Olson. Beth, good morning.
Hi, how are you today?
Well, fine, I think. It seems like I'm moving along just fine. I haven't had any symptoms of anything,
good.
So fingers crossed.
That's right. Good to hear that.
You know, we say that in a joking fashion, saying, well, I haven't had, don't have symptoms of anything. But there are some people walking around, I suppose, out there that don't feel like they have symptoms of anything that may actually have something.
You know, and we are finding that with some of the latest coming out with coronavirus, some individuals for some reason are what we call asymptomatic. They're without symptoms, but they are testing positive for the illness.
Well, we're starting to see more and more testing. We're starting to see more and more precautions taken. Just when you think after all these weeks that things can't get a little bit tighter, they sometimes do. We're seeing more folks with masks. We're seeing more locations that are requiring certain things of their employees and their customers and those essential businesses that are still open. Is that just a natural progression?
And, you know, I think so. And on the eastern side of the state, we've really seen them be hit hard with outbreaks in not only long-term care facilities, but in, you know, large employers such as meatpacking plants, where you have a lot of employees doing a very essential job keeping that food supply open for all of us. But they work in very close quarters. And, you know, like we talked about a little bit earlier, if you have asymptomatic individuals working, it's easy for that to spread pretty rapidly in those conditions.
Yeah, do you think we're learning some lessons with regard to that? Because in general, we're not seeing the spread here in Iowa like they are in some other places, I think because largely we social distance by nature, but we're being more aware and more conscious of that.
I do think so, and I think especially with some of these lessons learned from other states, but just from what we're seeing on the eastern side of the state, it gives us time to prepare here locally for our, the employers in Cass County, and outside of Cass County, too, that do still have the essential workforce coming every day. What are additional steps that you can and should be taking to prevent us from being in the news with an outbreak, too? So we're fortunate to not be on the front side of that lesson learned, and we can learn from some of our peers on the other side of the state and in other states about precautions that we need to be taking now.
You bet. Well, we've only heard of the one positive tested case here in Cass County. Is that where we still stand?
That's correct. At this time, there was just the one positive case in Cass County. That individual has recovered, but you won't see our case count go back to zero. That's always going to stay one, even though that individual is fine and they're allowed to be back out in public and go to work or, that sort of thing. Our case count will never drop back down to zero, but still just at that one, thankfully.
Sure. I don't know how much information you can share with us, but that one person here locally, were they actually treated or did they just self-quarantine?
I can't release any more of that information without their permission at this time, but I do think that some more details on that will be coming if the individual's up to talking about their experience.
Sure. Okay. So, but they have recovered at this point in time. So,
yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, very good. Well, that's good news. Is there a complacency maybe that sets in? You know, there's a lot of anxiousness out there about getting back to work, starting to see things reopening, getting the economy rolling again. Is there the complacency, that some of this stuff hasn't spread as much here in our area because we are following some of the guidelines that are set and we don't want to throw those away too soon?
Exactly. And I do see a lot of individuals saying, well, we're good here. Can we start opening things back up? Other places are talking about opening up. And you're right. We have done a good job following those guidelines and people are doing a good job self-distancing. And right now we just need to stay the course and let this continue to work itself, through the communities that it's really in heavily right now. We just have to stay the course. And I don't think it's time to open things back up yet because, again, the reason we shut all this down was because we don't want to overwhelm the healthcare system. And right now, healthcare systems can keep up with that. But if we open things back up and we let people go back to, business as normal, I'm really afraid what that could look like, not just for our community, but for surrounding counties as well.
Yeah. You know, we're starting to see some people, I guess, for lack of a better term, revolt a little bit in some other states where they're just kind of getting frustrated with the pace of all this. You know, there's a danger of that always spreading. From a public health standpoint, how do you balance that, the needs of the community with, you know, the health needs that we have?
And it is hard. And, you know, and we have to think about, you know, the economic impacts that this is going to have on people, too. And, you know, the mental health well-being of, you know, people are having a hard time being isolated at home, especially if you're somebody that does live at home alone. Or, you know, you think the residents at the long-term care facilities that are used to having visitors and now they're, you know, kind of stuck in their room. And just how isolating that is. And it can really take a toll on one's, you know, mental health. And we know that the, you know, the impacts of that can have on our physical health as well. So it is hard to balance. I understand why people want to get out and get back to, you know, life as we know it. But then the public health side of me has to, you know, reel that back in and say, it's just not time. It's not safe to do so. And, you know, it might not impact you and I, Jim, but it's not maybe you and I that we need to worry about. It's those individuals that are high risk, those older adults or individuals with suppressed immune systems. And we need to be thinking about others at this time, not just ourselves.
Yeah, well, young people by nature tend to be a little bit more reckless. They feel like they're going to live forever at that point, and sometimes maybe don't necessarily take into consideration the impact you're having on others.
Exactly. And, you know, I have heard some that there's been some younger groups still getting together and, you know, driving around town or whatever it might be. They need to think about, you know, their parents and their grandparents and aunts, uncles, maybe siblings that have weakened immune systems. And again, it's not about you. It's about protecting the health of the public. And at some point, we just have to, you know, put others before ourselves.
Beth, have you been in contact with your peers here in other surrounding counties, kind of talking regionally?
I certainly have. We have weekly regional phone calls where myself, as well as all of the other local, or as well as the other public health directors, get on a call and we just talk about what things look like in our county. You know, we say, we really need help with this, or, you know, do you have ideas of how I can, you know, work through this situation? And that's been really helpful, and especially since we were, you know, kind of one of those last counties to get a case, I had a lot of preparation time and a lot of advice from my peers on how to handle that first case and, you know, what to expect from the public. And so I guess I had time to kind of brace myself for the public's reaction and know how to handle that. So I'm very thankful for my peers around the region and what they've been able to contribute. You know, they're seeing a lot of the same things locally that I am, that people are, they just want this to be done. And it's hard, and, you know, we don't want to have to police everybody, but we also are here to try and protect the health of our community. So everyone's kind of in the same boat we are. We, of course, know that some counties have been hit harder than others, but you know, we just have to keep pushing forward until we get over that peak.
Well, you mentioned some of those eastern Iowa counties that have obviously had quite a bit more activity with COVID-19 than what we have out here. I kind of always suspected that we won't probably start to reopen things as a state. We'll probably do it more as regions within the state. Do you see that happening, and will you be coordinating in that event with you know, the process and procedure for making this happen when the time comes?
Absolutely. And if you've been tuning into Governor Reynolds' press conferences every day at 11, that Region 6, which is kind of a hot COVID hotspot right now, she tightened things up for them. You know, they're pretty much on the stay-at-home orders, and you shouldn't be out, and you shouldn't be talking to neighbors on the street. And she really tightened things up in their area because they are seeing such widespread and a lot of outbreaks, you know, at the meatpacking facilities and the long-term care facilities as well. And, you know, if we started to see that here, she can tighten up regulations even tighter in our region too. So I do think that if things continue the way they are, you know, maybe we would, she would loosen things up here for our region, you know, including Cass County. But if we start to see outbreaks here or in other neighboring counties, she's going to tighten things up based on our region and what's going on.
Well, we hope that doesn't happen, and we kind of hope we can start to look ahead toward brighter days here very soon and getting back in touch with folks again that we've kind of been missing out on for a while. And in the meantime, we just, I guess, keep doing what we're doing.
That's right. And yep, stay the course. This is worth it for the health of our friends and family and community members, and we'll get through this, and someday we'll look back and talk about, oh, do you remember back when there was COVID in the county? And you know, this too shall pass. So keep staying the course. I can't urge people enough to just keep listening to the governor's guidelines. That's really the best thing that we can do right now.
All right. Very good. Beth Olson, thank you so much for the update. Appreciate it. Stay safe.